Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from July 21st, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Friday's action bit mix for the indices. We follow on the video here, somewhat muted as well. We did see gold lead the way to the upside, just up 39 basis points there. Most U.S. equity indexes finished the day flat, although we did see the Russell 2000 and Dow Jones Industrial Average down 61 and 32 basis points there, respectively. Interestingly enough, though, we did see the Russell 2000 reverse back into X's during Friday's trading there at 2260, putting in another level of support there at 2200. At this point, we've seen six consecutive buy signals. Move above 2280 would be a seventh for RUT there. As far as indicator action goes, we did see the NYSE high low reverse down into O's, at least suggesting that we're seeing a decrease in stocks maintaining those 52-week highs from this recent rally. And at the moment, still an elevated level, so still nothing that we're really raising our eyebrows at, but at least bearing in mind that we've seen that reverse down into O's. Moving on into earnings this week, already this morning we've had XYZ Block and DPZ Domino's report and are trading higher. But moving on to Tuesday, we do see General Motors highlighting that sort of group of companies reporting on Tuesday. GM a 3 for 5 consecutive buy signals off of the April lows here, moving back into a positive trend to flip off or to kick off the month of July here, as it's rallied up to resistance there at 53. Still see some resistance there at 55, but also we'll watch support there at 47 and 45 with the bullish support line. Google highlighting, or Alphabet, GOOGL in this case, highlighting among those on Wednesday. Currently a 3 for 5 moved back to a buy signal early last week with a triple top break there at 182 as it rallied up to 186. Now see support there at 174, as well as support in the lower 160s with the bullish support line there at 164. Resistance there just still at highs at 204 from earlier this year. International Business Machine, IBM, also reporting on Wednesday. It's a 5 for 5, have seen three consecutive buy signals off of the April lows, reversing down a couple of weeks ago down to 280 here. Do see some sort of prior resistance here in the 260s that may act as some support, but also see support at 256 as well as additional in the lower 200s for IBM there. And then moving on to looking at Tesla, we do see Tesla is a 2 for 5 currently returning to a buy signal early last week as it rallied to the middle of trading band there at 328. Still see the bearish resistance line there at 344. It's been fairly range bound since May after rallying a little bit off those lows. And at the moment, still see resistance there in that sort of $360 range for Tesla. Last but not least, and just among those that we see reporting on Thursday, Intel INTC, currently a 2 for 5. I've seen consecutive buy signals, with most recently being a completing a bullish catapult there at 23 as it rallied to 24, but still see some notable resistance here in the upper 20s with that bearish resistance line there at 26. So worth bearing in mind, any above a move above that resistance would be noteworthy and possibly an opportunity to exit the lower attribute name that would may improve to a 3 for 5. It's been a laggard within that space off of these lows. But from there, it is worth bearing in mind that there are roughly 110 S&P 500 names. While we wish we could even go over even a bulk of those, we would have a hours long video. So as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.